I think it's time for Finance with Rebecca Higham. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, John. Shares on Wall Street have retreated for a fourth straight session as the US Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said there was no progress in budget talks. It now appears very likely that $600 billion in automatic tax increases and spending cuts will kick in from the 1st of January, with Republicans and Democrats unable to resolve their budget dispute. The impasse has prompted a worse than expected fall in the conference board's gauge of consumer confidence in December to a reading of 65.1. A separate report has revealed claims for unemployment benefits in the US fell by 12,000 to 350,000 last week. Now, that was a better result than most economists had been expecting. And new home sales rose 4.4% to an annual pace of 377,000, which is its highest level since April 2010. With an hour left in trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 68 points to 13,046. The S&P 500's fallen 16 points to 1,440. And the Nasdaq's off 17 points to 2,973. European markets have fared better, with stocks in France reaching their highest point for the year. Investors in the Eurozone region are keenly watching developments in the US to see if the so-called fiscal cliff can be avoided. Trading volumes in London were fairly thin following the Christmas break, and the FTSE 100 index has closed steady at 5,954. Germany's DAX gained a quarter of a percent, and shares in Paris rose more than 0.5%. The Australian market is set to fall slightly when trading begins this morning. The SPY 200 is currently down 8 points to 4,620. The Australian dollar's eased to 103.73 US cents. On the cross rates, it's buying 78.34 euro cents, 64.41 British pence, 89.14 Japanese yen, and $1.26 in New Zealand. To commodities now, West Texas crude oil is quoted at $90.89 US a barrel. Tapas has fallen to $115.74 US a barrel, and spot gold has edged up to $1,663.71 US an ounce. And John, that is the very latest news from the finance markets.